And one day, in about April, Dee came very annoyed to me. We had separate offices. And he said, "Robinson, here's this damn white hole again that wants one of our better men to go to the United States. Now, you know as well as I do," he said, "that those fellows in America will never do a damn thing." So he had the lowest possible opinion.
This is A.P. Rowe?
No, this is P.I.D.
Oh, D. So.
Yeah, had the lowest possible opinion of the idea that America would ever get into the war and do anything useful. But Whitehall insists that we've got to take one of our better centimeter wave men that's experienced in the 9 centimeter stuff.
And what date was that?
April or May.
Of 41.
41.
And
he said, "Look, will you help me please go over all our list and see who we can spare and who we will send?" And we looked at the list, and this one wouldn't do because he wasn't good enough, and this one was too good, and we needed him, and so on. After a while, I said, "Look, Philip, I think I'd like to be considered too." He said, "Do you mean to say you're willing to leave here, the center of everything, and go off to the United States where they'll do nothing useful?" Yeah. And I said, "Well, first of all, you may not remember, but I was at MIT for 2 years. Secondly, my wife is over there because my wife's brother at Harvard got her and the children over there safely, and I'm grateful for that, so I'd be near them again."
That was done in 1939.
No, it was done in 1941. They didn't leave until March.
I see.
And so I said, he said, "Well, that, if you're willing to go, I don't understand you, but that settles it." And he put all this paperwork in a bunch of trash. And he said, "I'm recommending that you go." So the thing went up to Whitehall, and Whitehall was apparently very pleased that Robinson's going. They knew me, you see. But they said, "First, we want you to go to see every aircraft that may come here on Lend-Lease from the U.S. and see which one or any would be suitable for prototyping." And I went, and I spent 5 or 6 weeks on this. I went to every place where they had any American Lend-Lease aircraft. And I had no doubt from the beginning that the B-24, the Liberator, was the best one for the job. So I so recommended, and I wrote out the usual stuff and said, "I'm ready to go when you send me." And they did. They said, "All right, you go, you'll cross. We can't waste time on the ocean. You go by air from Prestwick." Mm-hmm. And I went by air from Prestwick. And Bowen was already there, of course.